The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter Number 9, Text Number 46, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on January 5th, 2011, in Auckland, New Zealand.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter Number 9, Prahlad pacifies the Lord with prayers. Text number 46. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Mauna, Vrata, Shruta, Tapa, Adyayana, Svadharma, Varnashrama Dharma. Oh, that's in the translation. Vyakya Raha Japa Samadhiya Appavargya Praya Param Purusha Te Tu Ajita Indriyanam Varta Bhavanti Uta na va atra tu dambikanam manavrata shuto tapo jayana svadharma vakya raho japa samandaya appavargya Praya parang purusha te tva jatendriyanam. Varta bhavantyuta navatta tudambikanam. Mauna vrata shrutu topo jayana svadharma. Vakya raho japa samadhaya appavargya Praya parang purusha te tva jachandriyanam Varta bhavantyuta navata tudambikanam Mauna, silence, Vrata, vows, Shruta, Vedic knowledge, Tapa, austerity, Adyayana, study of scripture, Svadharma, executing Varnashrama Dharma. Vakya, explaining the Shastras. Raha, living in a solitary place. Japa, chanting or reciting mantras. Samadhiya, remaining in trance. Appavargya, these are 10 types of activities for advancing on the path of liberation. Praya, generally, param, the only means. Purusha, O my Lord, te, all of them, to, but, Ajita Indriyanam. Of persons who cannot control the senses. Varta means of living. Bhavanti are Uta. So it is said. Na not. Va or Atra in this connection. To but Dambikanam of persons who were falsely proud. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, there are 10 prescribed methods on the path of liberation. To remain silent, not to speak to anyone, to observe vows, to amass all kinds of Vedic knowledge, to undergo austerities, to study the Vedas and other Vedic literatures, to execute the duties of Varnashram Dharma, to explain the Shastras, to stay in a solitary place, to chant mantras silently, and to be absorbed in trance. These different methods for liberation are generally only a professional practice and means of livelihood for those who have not conquered their senses. Because such persons are falsely proud, these procedures may not be successful. Purport. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 6.1.15, Kechit Kevalaya Bhaktya Vasudeva Parayana Agam Dundvanti Chrachnena Niharam Iva Bhaskaraha. Only a rare person who has adopted complete unalloyed devotional service to Krishna can uproot the weeds of sinful actions with no possibility that they will revive. He can do this simply by discharging devotional service, just as the sun can immediately dissipate fog by its rays. The real purpose of the human life is to attain liberation from material entanglement. Such liberation may be achieved by many methods, tapasa, brahmacharena, shamena cha, damena cha, but all of them more or less depend on tapasya, austerity, which begins with celibacy. Shukadeva Goswami said that those who are Vasudeva Parayana, who have fully surrendered to the lotus feet of Lord Vasudeva, Krishna, automatically achieve the results of mauna, silence, vrata, vows, and other such methods simply by discharging devotional service. In other words, these methods are not so powerful. If one takes to devotional service, all of them are easily performed. Mauna, for example, does not mean that one should just stop speaking. The tongue is meant for speaking. Although sometimes to make a big show, a person remains silent. There are many who observe silence some day in a week. Vaishnavas, however, do not observe such silence. Silence means not speaking foolishly. Speakers are assemblies, conferences, and meetings. Generally, speakers at assemblies, conferences, and meetings generally speak foolishly like toads. This is described by Srila Rupa Goswami as vacho vegam. One who wants to say something can show himself to be a big orator. But rather than go on speaking nonsense, better remain silent. This method of silence, therefore, is recommended for persons very attached to speaking nonsense. One who is not a devotee must speak nonsensically, because he does not have the power to speak about the glories of Krishna. Thus, whatever he says is influenced by the illusory energy and is compared to the croaking of a toad. One who speaks about the glories of the Lord, however, has no need to be silent. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends Kirtaniya Sadahari. One should go on chanting the glories of the Lord 24 hours a day. There is no question of becoming mauna or silent. The 10 processes for liberation or improvement on the path of liberation are not meant for devotees. Kevala bhaktya. If one simply engages in devotional service to the Lord, all 10 methods of liberation are automatically observed. Prahlad Maharaj's proposal is that such processes may be recommended for the ajitendriya, those who cannot conquer their senses. Devotees, however, have already conquered their senses. Sarvapadi manir muktan tatparadvena nirvalam. A devotee is already freed from material contamination. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur therefore said, Dushtamana tumi kishera vaishnava pratishtara tare nirjanera ghare tava harinama kevala kaitava. There are many who like to chant the Hare Krishna mantra in a silent, solitary place. But if one is not interested in preaching, talking constantly to the non-devotees, the influence of the modes of nature is very difficult to surpass. Therefore, unless one is extremely advanced in Krishna consciousness, one should not imitate Haridas Thakur, who had no other business than chanting the holy name always 24 hours a day. Prahlad Maharaj does not condemn such a process. He accepts it, but without active service of the Lord, simply by such methods, one generally cannot attain liberation. One can attain liberation, one cannot, rather, attain liberation simply by false pride. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Ragunatanvita Tamsa Jiva Sadaita Lavaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanditamscha. So, Srila Prabhupada is saying that one who is not interested in talking constantly, preaching to the non-devotees, it is very difficult to overcome the modes of nature. So, what is the positive way of saying that? That's the negative way of saying. The positive way of saying is that one who is interested in talking constantly, preaching Krishna consciousness to the non-devotees, the influence of the modes of nature is very easy to surpass. So this gives us some idea of how important it is to be in this mood of preaching Krishna consciousness. There are two types of Vaishnavas. There's the Goshti Anandi and Bhajan Anandi. Goshti Anandi, he is very happy just to go to a solitary place and practice Krishna consciousness for his own deliverance. But as pointed out here, Such a mood is very difficult actually to conquer, the modes of nature. Very difficult. But if one takes the spirit of the Goshti Anandi, preaching Krishna consciousness, you see, the Bhajan Anandi, his position is very, very difficult. But the Goshti Anandi, that person who takes up this preaching mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's constantly thinking how to deliver the fallen conditioned souls back to home, back to Godhead, for that person, Krishna consciousness is very easy to be fixed in. So that's a very, very important thing, to take this preaching mission to heart. Lord Chaitanya has ordered us, Jari Deka Tarikaha Krishna Upadesh Amara Agayo Guru Hoyatare Desh. Whomever you meet, instruct him in the teachings of Lord Krishna. In this way, on my order, become Guru and deliver the people of this country. We see when we try to present this Krishna consciousness that many times people are not very interested. They want to get away. You see, they want to get back, get away from this hearing about Krishna consciousness. That is the causeless unwillingness of the soul to regain his constitutional nature. In other words, we have been entangled for so long, for so many lifetimes, we have been entangled in a false sense of identity, taking our enjoyment to be the goal of life, you see. So conditioned we are like that, that if someone tries to give us Krishna consciousness, we resist it. Just like the worm, he is living in a very abominable position in the stool. And if you take the worm, you think of this poor worm, let me remove him from the stool, give him a nicer home. You see? He will go crawling back into the stool. As soon as you let go of him, he goes back to the stool. Home, sweet home. You see? So we are taking this stoolish world of material sense enjoyment as home, sweet home. And if someone tries to have mercy upon us, they try to awaken us, they try to deliver us from our entanglement in the modes of nature, mercifully try to save us, we think, no, 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 leave me alone, leave me alone, leave me alone. It's really dumbfounding how someone could be that way, but that's the way 99.99% of the human society is, actually. It's astounding because Jivaras Rupahoi Krishnera Nityadas. The constitutional position of the living entity is that he's the eternal servant of Krishna. So why does he resist being engaged in Krishna consciousness? You see? It's amazing. It's really an amazing thing. Apani, let's see, Ahani Ahani Bhutani Ganshanti Yamalayam Shesha Stavram Ichchami Kim Mascharya Mataha Padam. At every moment, Yudhisthira Maharaj explains, at every moment, countless numbers of living entities are being dragged where? Yamalayam, to the court of Yamaraj. But those who are remaining here, they think, oh, it's not very important that I take the Krishna consciousness, you see, because I'm not going to die anytime soon. You see, I've got it made. I've got my job. I've got my pension. I've got my house. I've got my car. I've got my wife. Everything is set. I have nothing to worry about, you see. Everything's cool. I got all my facilities. Everything's in good shape here for me in the material world, so I don't need Krishna consciousness. Death is not coming for me anytime soon. But death doesn't wait. It doesn't wait. When our time to leave the body comes, you can't say, well, come back tomorrow. When death comes, you have to accept it. Now your time for death has come. Are you ready for it? Have you absorbed yourself fully in Krishna consciousness? Are you still hanging on to the false hope of trying to enjoy this material nature, you see? It's really time we become sober. It's really time that we wake up. Jeev jago, Gora Chandra bole. Lord Chaitanya is imploring us that we should wake up from this stupor of material sense enjoyment. He says, how long will you go on sleeping in the lap of the witch named Maya? Wake up, you sleeping souls, wake up. If somebody wants to wake up, it's easy to wake them up. But if somebody doesn't want to wake up, they want to go on sleeping, it's very difficult to wake them up, you see. Very, very difficult. So we should realize that Lord Chaitanya has come now to wake us up. We shouldn't be attached to sleeping in ignorance. So no, go away, next, you know, let me push the snooze button on Lord Chaitanya. You see? Now, Lord Chaitanya is coming to wake us up. We should take the opportunity now to awaken ourselves to Krishna consciousness. We should take this opportunity. Not try to, you know, let me prolong my sleep at least a little longer in this material existence. No. We should take that opportunity now to fully awaken our Krishna consciousness. Why? Because that's how we achieve true happiness. Any happiness that we have in this material world, it may appear to be very wonderful, very pleasing happiness. But actually, as we studied yesterday, hituccham. Even the greatest happiness in this material world is insignificant, 10th-class pleasure at best. So why should we hold on to some 10th-class pleasure, taking it to be the all in all, when I can take the first-class pleasure? Doesn't make sense to hold on to something 10th-class, rejecting the first-class thing. Doesn't make sense. It really doesn't make sense. It's completely foolish. It's idiotic. As they say in Spanish, stupido. You see? Stupidissimo. Very, very stupid thing. To hold on to the 10th class pleasure. When the first class pleasure is available. Lord Chaitanya is offering it to us right now. He's saying, here it is. Take it. Krishna consciousness. Take this Krishna consciousness. Be happy. Don't continue suffering in this material existence. And we think, well, who is this Lord Chaitanya? He doesn't realize, you know, what an important person I am, how well situated I am here. We should put our faith in Lord Chaitanya. He's Krishna himself. We should have faith. We should not try to stay away from Lord Chaitanya's mercy. We should be very eager for that mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He can immediately save us from all of our difficulties. It's very, very easy actually to become Krishna conscious. If we will simply beg for that mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, therefore we pray every day, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Garadhara Srivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrindam. We are begging Lord Chaitanya and his associates, that Pancha Tattva, for their mercy. Please bless me with your mercy. Save me from my fallen, suffering condition, my ignorant, illusion position here within material existence. Bring me to the position of transcendental happiness. If we can intelligently and fortunately accept this mercy of Lord Chaitanya, then our lives will be transformed in the most wonderful, amazing way. We'll feel great happiness, great joy, great exhilaration, exuberance, jubilation, like anything. Every day when we wake up, it'll be the most wonderful adventure. Wow, another day to begin my Krishna consciousness. Another day to deepen my absorption in Krishna consciousness even more. As long as we base our happiness, well, I'm getting my house paid off now, I'm getting some income, I'm going to, you know, build up a nest egg in the bank. If our happiness is based on such things, we're deluding ourselves. We are simply deluding ourselves. The grand delusion, you see. These things can't bring happiness. They do not bring happiness. Only by reviving that loving feeling of love for the Supreme Lord can we truly be happy. There's nothing else that can satisfy the living being. It's nothing. No material amount of advancement can actually satisfy anyone. So we should stop deluding ourselves, stop kidding ourselves into thinking that by becoming materially successful we can be happy. Even the most successful person, they are not happy. The most powerful, wealthy, influential people, they're miserable. So why should we think, well, I will be happy by becoming materially successful? Why should we think that way? It's foolishness. We should realize, as Krishna very clearly describes in the Bhagavad Gita, Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartin Arjuna Mamu Pechita Konteya Punar Janmana Vidyate. From the highest planet in this material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, Punar Janmana Vidyate, never takes birth again. So that is actual intelligence. Let me endeavor, let me focus my energies, let me cultivate my consciousness in such a way that I'm not going to take birth again. This is intelligence. This is how the human life is supposed to be spent. The difficulty is our modern day society, they work us so hard, so many hours a week, just to pay the mortgage, just to make the car payments, that it makes it difficult. And then you go to that workplace and the whole atmosphere is simply sense enjoyment. Sports, sex, politics, that's what's going on in the office place, you see. National politics, office politics, I mean, it's just such a dirty atmosphere. It makes it very hard to be Krishna conscious. Therefore, it's essential that one have a very good program of Krishna consciousness in the morning before one enters into that atmosphere, that material atmosphere. One should rise early, chant the holy names of the Lord, absorb oneself deeply in a very meditative, devotional way in thoughts of the Lord, His instructions, His pastimes, His name, His forms, His qualities, everything about the Lord. And focus one's consciousness that I'm His servant. And everything I do should be for Him. Every thought that goes through my brain, every word that comes out of my mouth, every action I perform with my body, they should all be done for the Lord's pleasure. So in this way, if one tries to mold one's life in a way that is always pleasing to Krishna, then one will enter into the wonderful spiritual atmosphere of the spiritual sky, even right here in New Zealand, because Krishna is there within your heart. And wherever there is Krishna, as we discussed last night, the spiritual world is also there. So you can actually enter into the spiritual world even while you're engaged in your ordinary worldly duties, driving to work, going to school, raising your families, whatever you may be doing. If you can deeply absorb yourself every day in the morning hours in Krishna consciousness, that wonderful state of exalted, liberated, transcendental, all blissful consciousness will then go with you throughout the day. And you'll be able to see everything in relationship with Krishna. And no anxiety will be able to touch your heart. Even the heaviest anxieties will not be able to penetrate that state of loving feeling for the Supreme Personality of Godhead and full faith and trust in His munificence, that everything He's doing is for my benefit. A devotee has firm faith, he has transcendental vision to see that everything that is happening to me is all coming by the Lord's mercy upon me. Krishna is my loving father. He wants me back in his transcendental kingdom. He does not wish that I should suffer here any longer in this material existence. And now he's making all arrangements to get me out of here so I can come back and serve him eternally in that sweet, wondrous, splendorous spiritual sky. So now I can ask if there's any questions. All right, so thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.